I want to speak today for a few minutes about a pasuk in Parshas Bo, and a topic that is of great interest to many of the Mefarshim, and one of thousands upon thousands of examples of which the Torah's messages and the way that we show them understand the Torah are something which are incredibly relevant, as relevant today, maybe if not more so, than all of the thousands of years before us. The Torah finds a new face, obviously a traditional face, but a new face, a new language in every generation that speaks to us, and it's certainly in the Torah's Chaim. One of the difficult psukim in this week's parsha, towards the beginning of Parsha's Bo, is when Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe." This is Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. Od nega echad avi al paro v'al mitzrayim achrei chen yishalach eschem mizeh. One more plague I'm going to bring upon Paro, upon Mitzrayim. And then the next pasuk says, "Daber nava az neha'am." When this happens, you should speak to the nation, and they should do this now, beforehand. Vayish'alu ish me'esriyehu. They should borrow, the word she'ela, to be a shoel, is to borrow one person from their re'ehu. Now, normally, after the Torah was given, the word re'ehu implies from a fellow Jew, but obviously in this case, the Jews are not borrowing from the Jews, they're borrowing from the Mitzrim. The word re'ehu or re'ah referred to all peoplehood before Matan Torah. Ve'isha me'es ru'usa, klei chesed v'klei zahav. You should borrow stuff, silver, gold, and you should borrow that upon your exit or before your exit from Mitzrayim. Now Rashi points out over here, why do such a thing? Because this is supposed to be a kiyum of the pasuk of v'achrichein yetzu b'rechush gadol, that after you're in servitude, this is obviously when God spoke to Avraham Avinu, so you will leave your rechush gadol, and therefore there's a need to fulfill that prophecy to Avram, and therefore there's a necessity of leaving with the gold and the silver. Now that being said, perhaps Rashi, on face value, could be understood as placing Bnei Yisrael in a morally compromising situation. Because even though perhaps the end goal is that it should fulfill this nevuah, to do so through anything which might be a lack of integrity or immoral or deceitful, still one can argue it's not appropriate. So how does a Jew go to a mitzri and say, you know, can I borrow your gold or your silver, you know, I'll get it back to you, when in fact we know that was not going to be the case. So even though perhaps the ends would tell us that they needed to do this, do we really believe that the ends justify the means? So listen to the language of Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah, on this pasuk, there's a very not well-known commentary of Rabbeinu Yonah from Ish. Normally when we think of Rabbeinu Yonah, we think about his commentary either on parts of Shas, or in Pirkei Avos, or most famously in his Sefer Shari Tshuva, but he also has a commentary in Chumash. And let me read to you a line or two. The Vayishalu Ishmariyehu, the aim of Faresh, let's not explain Vayish Alu Kipshuto, that they literally borrowed the Kalim, Ki Afal Pisha Hamitzrim Hayu Chayavim Lahem Schirus. The Mitzrim did owe them for hundreds of years of money, which they never paid them, right? Sha Avodam Kol Hashana Hahem, because they worked for so many years. Chalila, this is the language of Ben Yonah, Chalila Milakel. It would be God forbid that God Mitzvoso would command an Israel sheyikach b'toras she'ela v'achar kach yachzuhu b'yadam. God forbid God should command them to say we're going to borrow it, but the reality is they were going to keep it. Ki hu yizborach hamazir, because God is the one who is concerned of lo tachashu v'lo tachaku. Do not ever be deceitful. So therefore, what does the word she'ela mean? Avamila she'ela inyana bakashas matan, namely that they would ask the Mitzrim, can we have your gold vessels? Can we have your silver vessels? Now this seems like a pretty Well, it's obvious, but an understandable pshat. But think about the depth of ethics behind it. You have a nation that has been keeping another nation in servitude for hundreds of years. How much back wages, back pay, you know, is involved? How much denigration and degradation? How much, again, a fulfillment of the necessity of leaving Berchush Gadol? And even though there's absolute justification, and perhaps one could say that the Mitzrayim even owed B'nai Yisrael this money, and therefore maybe it's not gezeila, there's still something inappropriate in the action, even if the results are necessary, and even if in the larger picture, the Mitzrayim perhaps owed B'nai Yisrael, the act of remia, of being deceitful, of being dishonest, of being doing things in inappropriate ways, that can never be our hallmark, especially as the B'nai Yisrael now is set to leave Mitzrayim and to begin a new voyage as an Am Kadosh, and to begin a voyage as the recipients of the Torah. It's never okay to act in a way that's deceitful, even when the money perhaps is owed to you. I had a question from a woman in our shul recently, and she said that she had ordered a fancy pillow. The pillow doesn't show up, and she calls up the company and says, the pillow never arrived. Can you please send me another one? They said, sure. Okay, she gets the pillow. A few days later, her neighbor comes knocking on the door and says, your pillow came to our house. So now she has two pillows. So she asked me, she said, what should I do? So I say, listen, you know, LP legal issues, or maybe even halakhic issues, you know, one can probably justify why you should be able to keep both. You haven't done anything wrong. I said, but it's not an act of integrity. It's not becoming. I might say it in a mustery way, but it's just not becoming of the Am Kadosh to even be able to get away with something, so to speak, but to do so in a way that's not ethical. I want to tell you a beautiful, beautiful sforno, and then we'll wrap up with this. The pasuk tells us in Parshas Vayetze that when Yaakov was speaking to his father-in-law, to Lavan, he says, "Ze esrim shana." This is Perek Lamed Aleph, pasuk Lamed Ches. "Ze esrim shana anochi imach." I've been with you for these past 20 years. "Richelecha veizecha lo shikelu." During that period of time, I was so careful with your sheep that none of them, shikelu, none of them ever miscarried. I took such good care of them. Ve'ele tzoncha lo achalti. I never took a bite of any of the animals that were out to pasture. I never assumed I should take one of these as your worker, as your son-in-law. Trefa lo havete lecha, and I bring you a trefa. Hayisi bayom achalani chorev. By day, I would work, and it was so hot. The kerach balayla, at night it was so cold. Batidar shnasi meinai. I did all this for you. I acted in a way that was absolutely dedicated and appropriate. The Sforno points out in this pasuk, and I'll read to you the line: Shelo bilvad avadisecha be'emuna k'mishpat hatzadikim. Not only did I work for you in an honest way, I even made things better for you. I acted in a way even beyond sort of the normal expectations to make sure that none of your animals ever miscarried. So the Baal Musar point out just so beautifully, think about Yaakov. Yaakov was a person of great business acumen, of great competence, someone who valued money and could have made his own fortune, someone who valued Torah, someone who could have really sort of started their own life and perhaps even left his father's servitude, his father-in-law's servitude, and at the very least while doing so, if he was going to be there for 20 years, perhaps to not give it his all because he'd be thinking of, well, I could be doing X, Y, and Z, and this is a colossal waste of time, and therefore I'll show up late, and I'll put in a half effort, and, you know, we can all probably see ourselves in that situation. But the point being is that right is right. There's a way of integrity. There's a way of ethics. There's a way that we conduct ourselves. And even though Yaakov had every justification, he says that's not the way. That's not sort of the Derech HaTorah. That's not what I represent. What a beautiful, beautiful Musar. It was just doing the right thing because it's the right thing without any justifications or any excuses. It's another beautiful example of the way in which the Torah is a manhig for us, a guide for us, the constant introduction of a higher, of a more elevated way of living. And make sure we can follow in the ways of Chai Yisrael with their integrity and Yaakov Avinu and to continue to live lives of perfection, of tmimus, of striving, of elevation, and of Kedusha. Everyone have a good Shabbos, and thank you again for calling in.